Shout out to David. Okay, Alphabet Head, how are you this morning?
Doing great. That was a cool radio stick right there.
Hey, it's live radio. We love it, you know?
I totally thought you were going to say, we've got a special guest, the sample.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody write that down. That's a good idea.
We should have got the trumpets out for you, David.
I'll forgive it this once.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your patience. We're very excited to talk to you about your new song. You've got a lot going on. You've just signed to Sun Return, which is amazing. We love Sun Return. And you've got a new song under the project Alphabet Head, which is not a new project. You've been around making music for a wee while, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, but
it's too long.
Too long. You're sick of it.
No. I'm still obsessed, but I can't believe I'm getting an interview. It's like really nice.
Aw, we appreciate you coming on the show. This new track, it's called I'm Lucy Lawless, and it's going to go down real well with the 90s kids, I think, because of this whole connection to Xena Warrior Princess, right?
Yeah.
There's a sample of her famous sort of battle cry. Talk to me a little bit about your connection to this show and the choice behind sampling that.
So I guess when I think of a superhero, I never pull Superman or Batman or the X-Men. It is Xena, and I guess my parents were strict, and we were allowed one show, Fiona and I, and it was Friday night, and it was Xena Warrior Princess, and it was a ritual. We'd alternate weeks. I would either make my famous Russian fudge, or as we'd call it, Xena fudge, and then the following week, my sister would make her, you know, Edmund's cookbook, coconut ice. So we'd make this beautiful, sweet thing. There was ad breaks and we'd run out and try and smash out a Milo as quick as possible. And it was just the show we were allowed to watch and we loved it. My sister could do the sickest. She could do a pitch-perfect rendition of it. And we'd also make those chuck rams out of cardboard. And then eventually my dad helped us make them on a bandsaw out of sort of five-ply wood. So we'd actually have Xena weapons and try not to do too much damage with them.
Oh my gosh, this
I'm
awesome.
Seeing all sorts of scenes we have accidentally kind of got each
like
other with the Xena sword.
Oh, it always ended in tears. That's why we actually went back to the cardboard.
Oh, yeah, nice. Good. Okay, revert to the cardboard. Oh, those are such strong and wholesome childhood memories.
I think
you know what? I've actually not gone back to the show, so I don't know how it holds up, but the enduring themes of friendship and helping the disenfranchised is what stuck in my mind. And it was just it's a giddy action adventure. And I remember it being really tongue-in-cheek and having a really good heart and soul to it. So I should really go back and revisit. It seemed like the biggest AAA budget thing, but when I was reading about it online, apparently it did have a tight budget. And if you go back, you can sort of see the paint chipping off and the cardboard and the sets. But I kind of just want to keep my memory intact.
Yeah, keep the magic alive. I do think also I would love to see at a live show of yours your sister make an appearance for the War Cry sample.
What? That's brilliant. For the Ponicky show. Yes. Yeah.
I think that should happen. I think it must.
Okay, I'll take it as a challenge.
Okay, good.
The nieces are getting to the age 8 and 9 where maybe they'll be allowed to watch Xena. So maybe when I revisit Xena it can be with them and I'll watch through their eyes. And they can learn their battle cry.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful sentiment.
That's so cute.
Okay, and in the lead up to this, your sound crosses multiple genre boundaries, and you've had a bit of time sort of making some more hip hop leaning stuff, and then you're this amazing turntablist as well, and you've scratched for artists such as Homebrew and Death and the Maiden and all sorts. What was it that sort of brought you to the sound that you're at now with this single? Like, it feels quite industrial almost, or how would you describe it?
Yeah, well, you know, I joked at the start how I've been doing it so long. I did want to come up with an entirely new way of making music, because my entire career, I started as a turntablist, so right now I'm in my room and I'm surrounded by records, and all my music would involve just scratching up records, trying to catch a cool sound and then building a sound around that. And maybe, and I don't know if it became a crux or what, but the, for this project, they said it's all going to be synthesized sound for 95% of it. And if I do draw from samples like the Xena Battle Cry, that is more the icing on the cake rather than the crux of the song. So it was really just an exercise to keep, like, to come with, come at the project with fresh air. So that's why we're even calling it my first electronic album, because it's my first one that's using synthesized bass and synthesized kick and snares and stuff. So, yeah, it's just so different from sample-based hip-hop. And you know what? Now that I've done this style, I did feel guilty about sample-based hip-hop that, oh, you're just taking something that's already cool. No, I do think that sample-based hip-hop, now that I've done both, does take the same amount of time, because often you're having to recontextualize or re-pitch or EQ or chop. So, yeah, it is, it's made me more in love with my Alpro process, but I still want to maybe make more music in the synthesis realm. Did that make sense?
Yeah, no, totally. I think also that idea of sort of taking inspiration from other things or recontextualizing something and making it new, you can apply that to any sort of music really outside of sampling as well. You know, we're all, everyone's borrowing ideas and making something new from it. So it's cool to hear the origin stories of all of the inspiration behind the tracks. Yeah. Somebody's texted in and said, did he need Lucy's permission?
Well, you know what? I do regret not writing, because the song has got a little bit of wheels, and everything I've traditionally done is I have always existed in the underground, so I've never really worried about sample clearance.
Right.
No, I didn't do the proper avenues, and the sample I took wasn't directly from Lucy Lawless. It was Lucy doing a, like a video to her fans.
Okay.
Back in, well, and it, so it was like a little talk, like an excerpt from a spoken word thing, gosh,
that's
many
awesome.
Years ago. So, no, I didn't go through the avenues, and I really hope it doesn't come back to kick me in the butt. So, no, I didn't. And I noticed when I posted on Instagram, a few of my friends were tagging Lucy Lawless. I was like, oh, no.
This is...
I underestimated the true love of Xena.
Yeah. And you've made a song that's a little bit too cool, you know. It's taken off now. It's like, oh, no.
And then it's when I say, like, it's such an audacious title, I'm Lucy Lawless. And I was telling Zach when they talked to him, I was like, I'm not saying I'm Lucy Lawless. I'm saying to proclaim, for anyone to proclaim, I'm Lucy Lawless. It means I feel alive and powerful and to face the world. And I found my true inner warrior princess. So it's like an amazing affirmation. I'm Lucy Lawless. I can do it.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
So I'm not saying I am. That's what the sentiment means. And I guess only me and my sister Fiona get that. But that's what I want to put out there. I'm not Lucy Lawless.
It's a beautiful kaupapa to share with people, and an uplifting message that we need more of, you know. Embrace your inner warrior princess.
Damn right.
I'd like to talk about signing to Sun Return and what that means for you and what's coming up for you. Talk to me about Sun Return and how it feels to be signed to such a cool indie label.
Oh, I'm so lucky. So when I was in All Seeing Hand, we've gigged with Mean Girls and also Sia, Zach Arnold's other band, which were amazing, both of those projects. And Zach is the loveliest chap, so I already knew him. And also, have you heard Deep State's album?
Oh, I love Deep State.
So Deep State and I'm Amelia, and then also Mockatron more recently.
Yeah.
For real, they're three of my favourite electronic albums to come out of Aotearoa. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, look, I'm having a stab at it. Electronic album. Gosh, he might not be keen, but I'm going to pitch my demos to Zach. And I did bump into him at camp, and we didn't sow the seed, but I remember just, you know, the camp aloham at the start of last year. And I was like, oh, yeah, Zach's still as lovely as I remember. I'm going to do it. I'm going to send him some demos.
That's awesome.
And Zach's so busy. He did take about 3 or 4 weeks to really listen to them. And so I'm at home. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, no, I haven't heard back. He didn't like them. Oh, God. Okay, self-release as usual. And I was priming up from that. And then I got an emphatic email from him at the 11th hour. And he was so stoked on it. And it's been nothing but legend. And he's pushing me out of my comfort zone. He's telling me we need to write press releases and I need to articulate what the songs mean. And I need to do new press shots and stuff like that that you forget about that I've done with other projects. But mm-hmm. it's like, are we still doing that? Can I use that one from 15 years ago? Like, with my baby dummy still in my mouth.
I'm sure you'd like to.
Oh, it's so exciting and we're just so...
So I feel re-energised from working with Zach. It does feel like a new start.
That's cool. Great.
We're excited for all the new music that's coming. This new track, I think we should have a listen to it. I do feel like you should be hired to make the next theme song for The White Lotus. That's kind of how I felt about this track when I first heard it. Like the good one from season one. I don't know if you've seen White Lotus, but...
I haven't. Everyone recommends it.
Okay, you have to watch season one of White Lotus and listen to the theme song and then let us know if you see the connection and pitch a song for season... What is it next season? Season four or something?
Season four. But the theme song really got legs of its own. Like, without people even being kind of keen on the show, they loved it. So congrats on releasing this. And we can't wait to hear more of your electronic stuff. It's just so exciting.
Yeah, gosh, you've hyped me up. Thanks for the interview. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Cool. And thanks for clarifying that you're not Lucy Lawless.
But we got a bit confused.
Got one at mandate. If you'll need it later on, maybe at 1 p.m. you'll be hungry and you're like, you've got a big afternoon ahead. You can say, I'm Lucy Lawless.
I'm Lucy Lawless.
A personal affirmation for the day, everybody. Thank you so much, David. Alphabet Head, we're so excited for you. And congrats on an amazing track. We're going to listen to I'm Lucy Lawless from Alphabet Head.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Lucy Lawless. I'm Lucy Lawless. one. I'm Lucy Lawless. I'm Lucy Lawless. Down in New Zealand. Lawless. New Zealand. Lawless. I'm Lucy Lawless.